From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's announcement that he is withdrawing the United States from the Paris Climate Change Agreement is prompting swift reaction from around the globe. Justice Umanoni has more.
Can't stop, won't stop.
While protesters rallied outside the White House, Paris lit up its city hall in green light in response to President Donald Trump's announcement to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Agreement on climate change.
The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
The landmark agreement consists of nearly 200 countries pledging to cut back on greenhouse gas emissions in an effort to combat climate change. Many world leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, also are criticizing Trump.
I do respect this decision, but I do think it is an actual mistake.
The UN calls the withdrawal a major disappointment for worldwide efforts to promote global security. The United States will join Nicaragua and Syria as the only countries that are not a part of the Paris Agreement. Jason Semaoni, VOA News, Washington.
American military officials say U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have pushed within 3 kilometers of Islamic State's de facto capital in Syria. Major battle for control of Raqqa from IS could begin in the next few days. The United States has levied new sanctions against 9 companies and 3 individuals suspected of having connections to North Korea's missile program. Measures will block the individuals and companies, including 2 Russian firms, from doing business with U.S. nationals and will freeze any assets they hold in the United States. The United States and Chinese diplomats have asked the United Nations Security Council to impose more sanctions as well. This is VOA News.